Now the quartet reads from the mailbag.
This first letter is from a cadet nurse in Detroit. I wanted to tell you what a blessing your program brought me. Tonight, as I lay here in the infirmary, turning the dial, trying to get something besides the world, I was almost ready to give up when I turned to CKLW. What a relief and what a joy. I heard your quartet singing. You never really know the depth of his keeping power until you get yourself in a place like a hospital. He surely does keep, and I praise him for it. My letter's from Connecticut. Dear Mr. Crawford, I, Vincent Allen, a Jamaican farm worker, received at Camp Connors. At this time, had listened quite carefully to your program and appreciated and esteemed it very much. Sir, even when I am in a farming country, I will ever serve and try to keep his commandment. I also thank you for your wonderful encouragement concerning the Lord Jesus. Your program brought tears to my eyes. Thanks for that wonderful gospel you did preach to me.
From Duluth, Minnesota, your messages have brought peace to my soul. It was through your broadcast I came to fully understand God's saving grace. My prayer is he will continue to bless you and keep the YPCA on the air.
This last letter is from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Dear Mr. Crawford, may I have a picture of the Crawford family? Everyone who knows me knows God spoke through your lips and won me for Christ. I love Reverend Crawford. I'm 72, so it's all right, I can.